It's 1793, the height of the French Revolution. Maximilien Robespierre, once celebrated as the incorruptible, had risen on the promise of virtue and equality. But as enemies closed in and factions plotted against him, fear gnawed at his authority. The more precarious his grip on power, the harsher his measures became. Tribunals accelerated, accusations multiplied, guillotines fell faster. What began as principled leadership spiraled into self-preservation. Robespierre's story shows us something timeless. When leaders feel their power slipping, selfishness often overtakes the common good.
You are listening to The Mammoth in the Room, a podcast dedicated to sharing science-backed leadership strategies for real-world success.
Welcome back to The Mammoth in the Room, where we explore leadership lessons that stand the test of time. I'm Nicholas Bocconi, CEO of Mammoth Leadership Sciences, and you're listening to episode 3 of our special mini-series on power in leadership. In episode 1, we build an owner's manual for power, French and Raven's 6 bases. In episode 2, we explored how hard versus soft power shapes motivation from the follower's perspective. Today, we turn to the dark side. What happens when leaders themselves feel threatened, when they fear losing power? This is where power can corrupt, not because leaders are inherently bad, but because insecurity triggers some of our deepest evolutionary instincts. And one quick reminder before we dive in. This fall, Mammoth Leadership Sciences is launching its online leadership academy. The first course is designed to help leaders like you to decode the psychological and biological evolutionary traps that hold organizations back. Stay tuned. Okay, today we're covering the evolutionary psychology of power loss. What does research tell us? For our ancestors, power meant access to resources, food, mates, protection. Losing it could be catastrophic. This is why humans evolved status threat detection systems. When rank felt unstable, fight or flight responses activated. Leaders facing power loss often shifted into defensive mode, hoarding resources, excluding rivals, signaling toughness. These instincts linger. Modern leaders may not be protecting hunting rights or campfire spots, but when their authority feels shaky, their behavior often turns inward and self-serving. Organizational psychology confirms this ancient pattern. In a multi-study paper, Visse and colleagues, 2019, and again we have the literature in the show notes, tested the relationships between leaders' fear of losing power and their subsequent behavior. There was a study 1 in dyads, so study among pairs of two people. Leaders who felt insecure about their authority engaged in more self-serving behavior, such as credit-taking and withholding resources, even when this reduced collective outcomes. Then there was a study 2 in teams. The effect strengthened when teams operated under competitive conditions. When group members were pitted against each other or when success was framed as zero-sum, threatened leaders became more exploitative, claiming disproportionate rewards in excluding skilled subordinates who might overshadow them. And the study 3 were scenario experiments. Participants placed in imagined leadership roles showed the same pattern. Insecurity about one's future status produced choices that protected the leader's interest at the expense of the group. These findings echo broader research on power and inhibition. Stable power increases confidence and approach orientation, while unstable power activates anxiety, defensiveness, and risk-taking. Leaders under threat tend to focus narrowly on immediate survival, hoarding information, avoiding delegation, and micromanaging talented subordinates. Crucially, the Visse studies also showed the importance of context. In climates emphasizing collaboration and fairness, fear of losing power had a far weaker effect. But in climates where rivalry and winner-take-all norms prevailed, fear magnified corruption dramatically. This means organizations don't just inherit the problem from insecure leaders, they can create or buffer it by shaping culture. In other words, it's not just the leader, it's also the environment. Fear of losing power and rivalry is a dangerous cocktail. Now, let's talk about the dynamics of how it plays out today. Robespierre's paranoia was one case, but the pattern recurs across history and business. Ferdinand Marcos, president of the Philippines for two decades, climbed to power through martial law and widespread corruption. As his legitimacy crumbled, his regime turned increasingly extractive, prioritizing family wealth over public service. Fear of ouster drove him to kleptocracy. In the corporate world, Travis Kalanick at Uber oversaw rapid expansion fueled by aggressive competition. But inside the company, a climate of hyper-rivalry magnified insecurities. Reports described information hoarding, corner cutting, and self-serving decisions. Eventually, the board forced him out. Not because Uber lacked growth, but because its culture was corroding from the top down. And then, even more subtle, mid-level managers can fall into this trap. A department head sensing their position is at risk may withhold resources from rising stars or downplay colleagues' contributions. Their energy goes into protecting turf rather than advancing collective goals. And these examples show as sobering truths. Leaders under threat often become worse leaders, not out of malice, but out of fear. So what strategies do we have at hand? What are guardrails against power loss panic? If insecurity triggers self-serving drift, what can leaders and organizations do? Three strategies stand out. One, stabilize legitimacy. Leaders who feel the role is legitimate and secure are less likely to panic. Transparency in promotions, clear mandates, and procedural fairness reassure leaders and their teams that authority isn't arbitrary. Two, shape climate. Avoid hyper-competitive zero-sum environments where every win feels like someone else's loss. Instead, emphasize shared goals and collective rewards. Collaboration dampens the self-serving spiral triggered by fear. Early in my career, I let team members compete for budget and based it on how well they could articulate the projects. When one team won, another lost. I thought at that time that it was funny. Now I know this was just outright stupidity. Guilty as charged. And then three, build accountability. Structures that check behavior like 360-degree feedback, transparent decisions-making, or board oversight don't just protect organizations, they also protect leaders from themselves, curbing the instinct to hoard or exploit when they feel insecure. And these aren't just organizational tools. I would rather promote them as psychological buffers. They reduce the triggers that activate ancient instincts to protect self-interest at all costs. Now, if there's one thing I want you to take away from this episode, it's this. When leaders fear losing power, self-interest surges to the extent it becomes selfishness. Great leadership requires creating climates and structures where power feels legitimate, secure, and accountable. So leaders stay focused on the group, not just themselves. All right, this was it again for today. If this episode resonated, please subscribe, rate, and share with anyone in your network interested in leadership. And don't forget, Mammoth Leadership Sciences is launching a new online leadership academy this fall. It's packed with insights, tools, and frameworks to help you become a more self-aware, adaptive leader. Keep an eye out. And lastly, if you want to know more, you can order my book. It shares the title of this podcast, The Mammoth in the Room. It's a practical roadmap how great leaders and their teams embrace evolutionary truths for outstanding business results. And it does that in three sections, on people, on strategy, and on implementation. Until next time. Lead wisely, think critically, and don't let ancient instincts hijack your modern leadership. I'm Nicholas Bocconi, and this is The Mammoth in the Room.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoy this content, don't forget to subscribe. I'll see you on the next episode of The Mammoth in the Room.